morning, everybody. This is, by the way, BCC week. And you know, I try to do this at the beginning of every semester to give you an opportunity to understand what BCC is about, some of the courses they offer. We can't cover all of them. Please check it out on your computer. But we try to get as many as we are just to give folks an opportunity to experience BCC. As you all know, I'm not bashful about this. I graduated from BCC, and I'm proud that I can tell you that. I don't know if they are, but without BCC, I would have never had the wonderful career I had. And I traveled the world, and I hope I made a difference. And it all started at Berkshire Community College, and it can be the same for each and every one of you. I've got these wonderful people on today, and they're from Workforce Development. And I'm going to start with Eric because, well, we look the same. We go to the same hairdresser. And we see every Saturday we're there. So, Eric, kick us off. Give us a 30,000-foot overview of Workforce Development.
Well, thank you for the introduction and thanks for having us on. I'm going to make one little addition to what you just said.
Feel free.
Not only are we workforce development, but we're also community education.
Okay.
So while the three of us work on developing and providing and delivering training programs for healthcare, or healthcare in terms of Tiffany, food culture and local economy for Aaron, and manufacturing for myself. We also are developing public programs. Aaron has a public program coming up for learning about coffee, which sounds really interesting. And you know, as sort of an addendum or another step to that, there's a barista training that you can add on to that. So if you know that's your bag, you know, we have a great program coming up. And I don't know if you've been up to our new lab makerspace.
I was blown away.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh, state of the art.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's gotten better since you've been there. So let me describe the Berkshire Science Commons kind of briefly and what our little corner of it is. Berkshire Science Commons is a brand new lab at Berkshire Community College that is kind of the public interface of science and engineering departments at BCC.
Okay.
Over the summer, we had a faculty member, Bruce, doing water testing for several municipalities.
Yes, I was up there when they were doing that.
Yep. When were you up there?
In the summer, because I got introduced to Bruce and they were testing water from, I can't remember where I parked the car. So, I mean, going back in the summer, but no, seriously, I was totally blown away.
Yeah. Since then, we've set up more equipment. So there's a citizen science lab where the water testing was being done. Okay. In a adjacent bay, there are engineering and creative tech tools. For instance, 3D, we have 8 or 9 3D printers.
Wow.
There we have a laser cutter. We have a really cool machine that will cut plate steel with a water jet. Unbelievable. Wow. And a little tabletop router. We also have some traditional tools like a bandsaw and a drill press. And we have some really interesting engineering tools like a CNC mill, a manual mill, a manual lathe, and a CNC lathe. And we have a really cool robotic arm up there.
Wow.
It's also the home of the Citizen Science, not the Citizen Science Lab, I already mentioned that, but the STEM Starter Academy, which is a advising group for STEM students. And the whole purpose of having them all together is to foster this really, you know, interdisciplinary research and work. And my end of the community education end will be focused on programming with those tools.
Cool.
Okay, so I'm going to shut up now and let my other great colleagues talk.
I just want to tell you, I started when I came home from the service. I worked in the Beloit Corporation, mm-hmm. So I was around. And I just to show you how old I am, I want you to understand that because I have no hair. I don't have gray hair. That's why I said we go to the same hairdresser. I saw the first computer assisted horizontal boring mill come in. And everybody thought that was the cat's meow. And I'm thinking, no, dude, that's the future.
now the future is 3D printing.
And, yeah.
You know, well, you saw the addition of that cutting edge technology. We're seeing the third or fourth generation after that. And yeah. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Not only for us, but, you know, our lab's big brother basically is the Berkshire Innovation Center on East
Street.
And we have a hand in glove relationship with them. And they basically have the bigger tools to our tabletop stuff. So,
all right, now Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm old, fat, and bald, but I'm still here.
You're only getting younger.
Now this lady will be on a lot. What do you do with workforce development?
So I am specifically more focused on health and wellness. A lot of people probably in the community know me as the phlebotomy instructor for BCC. I've been teaching the phlebotomy program here since 2020. Yeah. Wow. And in my new role, we've acquired quite a few other programs. So right now we've got a lot of things going on. We still got the phlebotomy program that's still running. We've got the community health worker program that's also running as well. Yeah. And we have a new course for medical interpreter training, which I am very, very excited about.
I'm going to have you tell us about that in a minute, but I do want to say this. The healthcare system today is very complicated. I don't know if any of you know, but I do some work at UCP of Western Mass. Mm-hmm. And not a day goes by that we don't get a request from somebody to help them negotiate some kind of healthcare issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank BCC and you and everybody involved with it for having the vision to start these courses. And another thing I will say about my alma mater, BCC, is this. They have always been cutting edge. They were the first community college in Massachusetts. They were the first to have police science, fire science, nursing. So Tiffany, continue that. I just want people to know there's so many career fields there.
Yes.
And I say this, and the people are going to, by the end of the week, I won't be able to go to the grocery store to go attack me. But you go to BCC, not to take a course, but to start a career. And these folks are telling you about careers.
Yes, absolutely.
So continue on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. Listen, it is an honor to be working for a group that is really focused on really helping the community move forward as a team. So it's not just strictly specific floor employees. We're also looking at assisting employers as well moving forward. This is a bigger, one of the bigger goals that I have on this particular team is to really learn how to connect employers with employees and have sustainability in jobs. As in my specific case, is for health and wellness, creating those jobs sustainable. I mean, we all know that healthcare is a big thing in the area. It's one of the bigger employers in the area, but there's always a need for healthcare employees. So we are trying to strive to fill those needs, right? And we start with these programs. And what I like about these programs is that it is a step into maybe pursuing something further. So you get your toes wet, right, so to speak, into the healthcare field and find out if you like it. If it's something you want to do, then, hey, we also have the resources for you to move on into something else. Maybe it's nursing. Maybe it's, you know, something additional. Right. So that's what our goal is, to help create these paths for people who thought that they didn't have the option before.
Right.
So, like I said, we've got the phlebotomy program, the community health worker program, and we've got the medical interpreter training that just started, which I'm very, very excited about.
Now, I will just, and this is a question to Tiffany and Aaron, I'll get, because you're kind of, I don't want to hurt their feelings. You're my favorite topic, if you know what I mean. I understand that a lot of folks who want to go on to like medical school or nursing start by going to phlebotomy.
Yeah. A lot of people get their start there, or even in CNA, certified nursing assistants. Yeah. Right? They'll start in CNA, they'll end up in my program, and then they're like, you know what? I really want to go pursue being a nurse or a medical technologist. I mean, it really is a pathway to move on to something else. Absolutely.
That is so cool. And I will tell you, train them well, because I have to have blood taken quite a bit. And some are a lot better than others.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of that comes with time and experience, too, you know, so they got to get their start somewhere. I do my best to train them as well as I can.
I'm sure you do. I have veins that when I walk in, they go, oh, no.
Oh, man.
All right. Now, Aaron, I do want to, this is coffee. A lot of people will say that it's other things, but it's not 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, it sounds like a fascinating career.
Yeah, it's my work here is still relatively new. I was brought into this team around the same time that Eric and Tiffany were here, but I come to higher education with a different background. I've never worked in education before. I've been a chef for the last 20 years, working in restaurants and around the country. So my approach to this type of community education and workforce development is about really continuing education and feeding the curiosity that sort of lives within people who want to get involved in the food industry, whether it be on the amateur level or professionally.
That is so cool, because I know when they first started the hospitality course, I told us before, they said, well, we start at the back end, and that's where, you know, cooking and all that, and knife handling. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm not going to take that course. I want to leave the world with all the fingers I came with.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing now. Like you were saying, what do they call them, baristas?
Right. So our first
program. That's amazing.
Yeah, our first program we're launching is in partnership with Barrington Coffee Roasters. And we'll be doing a 3-week course starting in February. It'll be the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. And that course will be the fundamentals of coffee. So whether you're an amateur coffee lover like myself, and it seems that you are as well too, Bill. And you just want to learn about the history of coffee and the dynamics of roasting and how roasting beans different levels brings different tastes, and learning how to taste the coffee. If you take all three, you gain access to the barista training course. Oh, and the reason that we've
structured the class that way is because we want to try to instill a little more of a comprehensive educational package instead of just going strictly to the how to roast, how to make an espresso or how to steam milk. That kind of training comes more or less on the job if you're working at a barista, but we wanted people to understand more about it and not just understanding how to insert a needle like Tiffany's phlebotomists are learning, but also understanding the anatomy and the effects and the holistic approach to learning. And so we're trying to promote a little more work to be a better barista and really know more about the professional work. Yeah.
I will tell you, I've lived all over the world, and it's an amazing, coffee differs.
Sure does, yeah.
I remember the first cup of Cuban coffee I had.
Oh,
I could feel the enamel falling off my teeth. But what a fascinating question. And, you don't have to take, here's what I'm trying to get to. If a person just wants to take your course, they don't want a degree, they just want to know more about coffee.
Right.
They can do it.
They can do that. And we're setting up programming for this summer and beyond that will include classes in pickling, in preservation, cheese making, butchery, sausage making, making, so that if you just want to take a course and just learn about how to do it, you can do it. But then these are sort of taught with, they're taught at the amateur level, so you don't need any previous experience, but the content is professional. It's at the highest level. So it's no matter what skill set you bring to it, that will sort of dictate where you can apply it. Whether you're making sausage at home, maybe you're going to buy the ground meat from the butcher shop and you're just going to put some spices in and mix it up and make patties for breakfast. Or maybe you're going to grind the meat yourself and you're going to start to make sausage for your restaurant. And you'll learn about all of those different procedures and steps. And we're trying to create a program that is stackable in the accumulation of culinary and hospitality knowledge.
And in really for this area,
mm-hmm.
Now this area is demand for good culinary people, bakers. I understand is the you guys put in a bakery there.
Yes, brand new state-of-the-art culinary equipment that's been set up through the Mass Capital Skills Grant. That is now in the final stages of installation. And we hope to use them for advanced bread baking, pastries, baking, candy making, and really utilize the full range of the assets that we have there. I mean, you can really do a lot. There's a pizza deck oven there. There's a combination steam and convection oven. There's a full 150-pound mixer, which you can be used for sausage or for dough, for bread. There's all sorts of great equipment there. And the space is, because this renovation is relatively new, the space is kind of begging for opportunity. So it feels good to be in kind of at the beginning of this process because there's so much that can be done.
Yeah, and you know, if you need a taster for the pastries or the chocolate.
I'll call you. Yeah, for sure.
I'll be there, code 3, lights and siren. For the listeners, for the viewers, why are we doing this? This is BCC week. Classes have already started, but you still can get enrolled and get involved.
Right. Our community education and workforce training classes can be rolling admission in the sense that they're one-off events that don't require you to commit to a significant time period. Sausage making classes can be a one-day thing or it can be a two-month thing. It depends on how you choose to spend your time with the program. And so idea is that we're trying to build out programming that's there for the community and that they can join us whenever they like.
And the whole workforce development at BCC is constantly, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're constantly expanding, you're constantly growing. kind of like laying down new paths for, you know, people who want to get involved. I do want to jump back at Aaron for a minute. That is wonderful, because I think a lot of people who would end up in the culinary area, food culture and things like that, they'll do it at their own pace, kind of thing, where they have time. Tiffany, going back to you, yours is pretty fixed. Yours are like real set dates, right?
Well, we've got a lot of programs coming up, and we're actually thinking about implementing a summer program for the phlebotomy class because there has been such a long waiting list. Wow. And I think what's big about our programs right now is that most of them are grant funded. So all of these participants can go to take these classes for free, like no cost to them at all. So the phlebotomy course completely funded, the community health worker completely funded, medical interpreting completely funded. And we're even partnering with Allied Health for the massage therapy to cover a portion of the tuition and fees for students who qualify. So we are looking to support a lot of the systems around. Yeah.
Most, if not all, of our training programs are tuition and cost free for those who qualify.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and in our case within food, in the sort of food and culture world, for certifications, we have these micro credentials of the ServSafe food handler's license, ServSafe food manager's license, along with TIPS, which is for alcohol service, and the allergen service, allergen awareness, along with the Choke Saver, are programs that we offer 100% free to anyone who is interested in doing that.
Tim, I got I won't get into a lot of specifics, but recently we knew someone who had a preemie baby. And before the hospital would release the baby, the parents had to go through 2 4-hour classes. One was, how do you interact with a preemie baby?
Mm-hmm.
And
Bless you.
I need it. And the other was choking baby, choking adult.
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of the premature, the NIC unit discharge form. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great? I'll tell you, it was an amazing two courses, especially the handling of the preemie, the difference mm-hmm. between a full term. So just a thought for you while you're sitting around doing nothing on a Saturday night.
I love the idea. And actually, I am going to look into that further. So thank you.
Yeah, no, it really, we'll chat.
Yeah.
You bring up an interesting point. You know, BCC has had a really incredible history of offering this type of programming in the past. In fact, usually I have a binder in my office that is just full of community programs back from the 60s and 70s. Super interesting, you know, and it's great that, you know, the three of us and are kind of the tip of that historic spear for the school. And, you know, we have big shoes to fill, but, you know, the area really needs this type of programming.
Yeah. And I think there isn't any one of us who would not agree that the healthcare field has become very complex. You know, before the doctor came to the house, you paid him $10 or $20. In my case, I won't mention the doctor's name, he's long dead, but he would come to the house and he'd take care of us, and then he'd go out and sit with my father and have a snifter. We were always his last patient. I don't know why. But seriously, folks, as you listen to these wonderful people put together, think of what they're doing. Think of what they are putting together. Workforce development. And Tiffany, she's running that. Aaron, he's doing the food thing. And Eric, he's doing the manufacturing. And talk to them. Go out there and talk to them. And like in Aaron's class, it's kind of however much time you want to put into it, you can put into it.
Right. And we also want to encourage the community to reach out and ask for programming that they can't find or that they need. You know, workforce has the advantage of being incredibly versatile, and we can put together programming relatively quickly. And that gives us our advantage to connect with our community in a really effective way. And that just sort of enriches the BCC experience because you can commit to your associate's degree, you can learn criminal justice, nursing, but you can also take classes in any range of thing that you're interested in. And if it's not there, you know, help us, help us develop it. We'll make something that works for our community.
They should make your coffee piece of your course and your pastry piece
together at the same time.
Together, yeah. And then make it a prerequisite for the criminal justice program.
That's a great idea.
Because I mean, I can tell you, it's spending a lot of time in that field. Some of the coffee wasn't what it should have been, and I wish I had judged it.
Well, we actually have a donut maker that was recently purchased and has yet to be installed. So I'll
let me know. I'll be there. Eric, going back, you said you kind of dovetail in with Berkshire Innovation Center. How's that work out?
Berkshire Innovation Center was an initiative out of BCC. And they, it's still being worked out. We still have studies that I'd like to run to basically walk through a project. So if, say, somebody came to BCC with an idea that wanted to prototype or manufacture, like do a very short run, like 10 items, you know, come to BCC and maybe go through one of my programs, work on it in our lab, and then if you wanted to make more, see if you could convince the BIC to help you make more. I know the BIC is more of a membership organization, so it's a little less civilian friendly, so to speak, than we are. But you know, there are good reasons for that. It's not absolutely not a criticism. But with our program developing and them really figuring out what their kind of educational mission is, and that, you know, they've been doing that for a little while, the possibility for cross institution collaboration is just going to grow.
Cool.
So
I'm gonna have to,
you know, they've been extremely helpful to us.
Good.
To help us build and manage our 3D printers and, you know, various other things. So we're very grateful to them for their involvement. So
very good. We're gonna have to take a 1 minute break for station identification. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio, Pittsfield Community Radio. And just as I said, when you go to Berkshire Community College, I don't care if you take one course, four credit, certificate, whatever, you become part of that community. I still feel a part of that community, and I graduated before any of these people were born. But I feel very comfortable going on that campus and seeing, and for all my fellow alum, if you haven't been on the campus to see how it's changed, how beautiful it is, how student friendly it is, you won't believe it. And when we come back from the break, I will share you what it looked like when we went there, early San Quentin. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, simulcasting with PCTV, channel 1301 on your Spectrum cable, plus a bunch of other platforms. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Sondrini Enterprises, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sondrini.com.
UCP of Western Massachusetts is hiring. If you'd like to help people with different abilities lead independent lives, apply at ucpwma.org/jobs. We need direct and living caregivers. Join the agency who's reimagining independence.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, we're back. These wonderful people, they're from the Workforce Development Department at Berkshire Community College, and I'll say it again, my alma mater, and I owe my life, my career, any successes I've had to what I started with at Berkshire Community College. These folks, Eric up there, he's a guy, I don't know how you'll see it on your TV, so I'm not going to, then Tiffany, she's, and then Aaron and I have a kind of a similar bond. He's into food culture and local economy. I'm into food and coffee. But one of the things I want to kind of go off air, we were talking about Berkshire County. And I hear this a lot more than I should. Oh, it's so far out. Well, you know, I lived in Tucson. We used to drive 45 minutes to visit our friends.
Yeah.
So bottom line, it's worth it, I guess.
Accessibility is a big problem, or big challenge, I should say, for the campus. And we see that we've been working on collaborations with the Berkshire Regional Transit Authority to not only develop programming to help their infrastructure grow by training more CDL drivers. This is a project where
that's great.
But we also we noticed that there is a lot of access that the BRTA is incredibly willing to offer to people who request that access. We just need to create an increase in ridership. And so they're recently they just finished their end of the year promotion where they from Christmas or from Thanksgiving to New Year's. It's free. And they got a great response from it.
Yeah.
But we think that also people who want to visit Bosque should know that the bus will take you there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that you just have to request. But a lot of, you know, I grew up just outside of New York City and public transport was a huge part of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And some people just, maybe this generation or Berkshire County is more of a car culture and you don't know how to take public transport so well. But that was really freedom for me as a kid. And getting on the bus, riding it around is incredibly, you know.
When I was a kid, you could get on a bus. Like I lived on the North End. I would come and visit people down here in the Southeast or whatever, all via bus. But then I think I just had this conversation with somebody the other day about trains.
Yeah.
I've been all over the world. South Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa has a better train service than Amtrak. I mean, that'll give me a lot of hate mail, but seriously, we let our rail system go. I think because Henry Ford made such inexpensive cars and we became car people.
Yeah.
And then Dwight D. Eisenhower took the Autobahn from the Germans and came home and became president and started the national highway system.
Yeah.
But now I think there's an interest. I know there's an interest with the local delegation in getting the rail traffic back. For a few years, I had to drive back and forth to Boston every day. That was painful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And now it's even worse because of traffic.
Right.
So anything, yeah. And again, folks, are you listening? They are workforce development. They are looking at career fields and they're building up those fields. My Tiffany is doing the Allied. Is it safe to say, Tiffany, Allied Health, healthcare?
Well, Allied Health is a separate, okay. They're more for credit, but we are partnering with them to help support some students who are looking to go into certain programs. But more in just in healthcare in general, we have a wide variety of things. And talking about the transportation and accessibility, we on workforce are working on creating classes or programs that are more accessible to people out off campus.
Oh, cool.
So like the Choke Saver training that me and Aaron are partnering on, we're making that available in other parts of the county. So we're going to Great Barrington, we're going to Adams. So we're trying to, understand the need for accessibility and we are trying to reach that need.
Well, that's amazing stuff. What did you say? The healthcare, you give me the three courses again, because by now you realize, I don't know.
No, it's okay. So we've got phlebotomy, we've got community health worker, we've got medical interpreter training, we've got-
An overview of community healthcare worker and the other one.
Phlebotomy and medical interpreter training. Medical interpreter training, yes. So as we know that in Berkshire County, we have had an increase in people who speak multiple languages, and sometimes they don't necessarily speak English. So in the healthcare field, we have found a need to have translators more and more often. So in a desire to fulfill that need to get people to have better access to healthcare and understanding of what their healthcare options are, having a medical interpreter training is kind of vital. So I'm very excited for this program because the program right now is full. We've got a full program.
Good for you.
So it's obviously if the program is full, we know that there is a need. So we're partnering with our local AHAC to fulfill this class and to participate in other things as well.
And you know, that's really cool, I think. The other one I heard from just recently, I was out of town, but one of their kiddos, their grandkids, they were going through a medical scribe class. You ever heard of that?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
It's intense, but they live... from where Aaron came from, they live in a greater New York area.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's a huge need for them there.
Yeah. We, like I said, we're working on getting more and more things in place. We've got a couple of ideas and things that we're working on the back end. We're also working on creating a first aid CPR AED certification training on campus as well. And we're looking to potentially offer that off campus for those interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, they used to do EMT training there. Do they still do that or no?
Not at the moment, but that has been a hot topic of conversation here with us. Not necessarily EMT, but paramedics, because the paramedic classes that you can take are all the way over in Springfield.
Right.
They're all about an hour away. So we're looking to create that accessibility more locally. So we're potentially looking at creating a paramedic program here at BCC.
How cool.
But that's still a topic of conversation.
I go back once again, because when you get to be my age, you're going to repeat yourself. BCC is cutting edge. They have had program. I can remember they had an EMT program. Now they're looking at that for whatever. Now they're looking at a paramedic program. Nursing. They have a nursing program, and I'm going to tell you this, probably most of the nurses in BMC and around graduated from that program.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about this particular group of people and what they're trying to do. They're trying to give you a career. We found out during the pandemic, didn't we? A lot of people had jobs, but few people had careers. And going back to what Aaron has been in the food business, a chef and all that. I want to learn from somebody who's done it.
Right. I went to community college myself. I know that Eric went as well too.
Yeah.
And Tiffany did. I think for me, what was so impressive about community college was the quality of the instruction.
Yes.
Was by people who had actually lived and retired. There was as much of a choice for the students to be there as yep. there was for the professors, because they wanted to make an impact in their own community.
Exactly.
And we're working to partner with people who are dedicated, who've dedicated their lives to this, to whatever the profession is or the level yeah. of instruction, and then offer them an outlet to teach people firsthand yeah. what it means to do it.
For me, that's the real, you know, excellent thing about this. Yeah, I think that's the idea that drives the whole department. We're able to make that direct improvement yeah. into the lives of the people around us. I wanted to add one more yeah. thing. When Tiffany was talking about the medical interpretation, we actually have another colleague who's not on this call named Anna Suffish.
And I know Anna.
She runs the ESOL, English as a Second
yeah.
Language,
yeah.
Program down in South County. And Anna's program is under our umbrella because it's more focused on English as a works almost like a work skill.
Yeah.
So it's not your typical ESOL, you know, conversational
yeah.
Language, but I just wanted to, you know, say that yeah. and to have her represented in a little way. So
one of the, I guess, something I bring to the table whenever, and I spend a lot of time at the table, trust me, Aaron, you'll know that. You don't get a body like mine fasting. I've lived and traveled all over the world. I've been assigned to places I can't even say their names. But one of the things I have learned is that people are people, regardless of the language they speak, the color of their skin. They want the best for themselves, for their kids. They want to be healthy and fed and warm. And what I like about workforce development is, one, you're identifying where there's the need for additional people, trained people, liked what Aaron said, liked what you said, liked what Tiffany said. I like to learn from somebody who's walked the walk.
Hmm.
I was a criminal justice major. I know it's hard to believe, but I once had a guy, he was a wonderful guy. He had a PhD, and all he had under his experience belt was internships and ride-alongs. And, you know, I mean, I admired him for the PhD. I really did. But I wanted to be taught by somebody who's walked the walk. And years later, I think that's paid off for me anyhow. I've learned more by experience than I ever have, I don't want to say this, learned kind of in a classroom. I could take in the experience world, in the real world, I could take what I learned in the classroom and apply it. But if
yeah.
you see what I'm, Aaron, you know what I'm talking about.
That's something that Eric and Tiffany and I were talking today before we got on this call, was that so much of, at least in the food profession, so much of that experience can only be learned and developed on the job. You just can't become an expert mm-hmm. at grilling steak unless you grill 1,000 steaks.
Right.
But it then puts our focus on creating really high quality experiential training.
Yes.
That gives people a context in order to then hold on to this information so that when they get into the real world, they understand how to apply it. You know, just like it's just, we can teach you to use a knife and teach you how to do it, but then you're going to go and build your career. You're going to get things going. And that's why it's so important, I think, for Tiffany, Eric and I, and Anna and Deb, our focus is so much on developing programming that really hits the need of the workforce market, as well as the captures the curiosity of the community, but that we really can fill a need. And I think that's where our advantage is that we can flex and adjust relatively quickly to do that.
And I think the other piece is you're training people for careers.
Yes, big time.
You know, I mean, you can take this course to make sausage, and all of a sudden you say, hey, wait a minute, I'd like to learn a little bit more about X, Y, and Z. And it's there. I can take, I want to be, I don't know who would, but I want to be a phlebotomist. I kid you. I want to be a phlebotomist. But then when you get into it, you say, you know, maybe I want to be an LPN or an RN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same in the manufacturing. I know when I worked in the shop, it was most of everything was manual. You know, there wasn't any computer assisted. And I went to watch guys and gals, and there were a few gals on the machines back then even, with their, you know, their calipers and measuring and all that. Truly an art, truly an education. And I take my hat off to Dr. Jake McCandless, Joe Curtis, Miss Gage, Amy Gage. What they have done with the level of acceptance of vocational is amazing to me. Mm-hmm. It truly, they have a waiting list for kids to get into vocational. And that... I have to quickly tell you the story because I forget. And by now, you all know that. There was a kiddo, I met him at Taconic when the radio station used to be at Taconic. And he was in the CNA program. The last time I saw him, he had just gotten his RN. So there you go. Kind of to reinforce what you're saying, Tiffany, that you got to start somewhere, folks. Mm-hmm. Nobody starts at the top. Really and truly.
My certification manufacturing associate program is just one out of three programs offered at BCC now that is focused on manufacturing and engineering. On the degree side of the table, we have mechatronics, which is like engineering with less of a math component. And then we have an engineering program. So very much like the phlebotomy CNA track, there are, you know, like ladder, almost like ladder tracks in other fields. Before we, I know we're probably going to have to wrap up soon, but I just want to shout out to our great executive director, Deb Sarlin, who brought us all together, found us, and is really a great engine to our train here. She's doing some great work, and you've met her.
Yeah, think the world of her. I told her I would have you guys on right after Christmas, and I'm sorry she couldn't make it, but I understand. But workforce development, please, please, folks, if you're interested at all in this, you got time. The semester just started, and some of these courses don't start and end with the semester. They start with you. And how would they get to you guys? People want to say, get to Aaron or Tiffany or Eric. how would they get to you guys to discuss whatever they're interested in further?
So they can go right on to the BCC website. We're under workforce development, and then we're separated into sections. So depending on what it is that you're interested in, are you interested in maker manufacturing, food culture, or are you interested in healthcare? And then you can kind of go into that subsection. And then, you know, there's an inquiry form that you can fill out that'll have a list of options of what you're interested in going into, or you know, there's also an option for you to be like, hey, I don't see this kind of program. Is that something that you guys are looking into running? And it might be something that may have not thought of.
Yeah.
But with that inquiry, we can start thinking of a program like that. So we're open and welcome to receiving any information that people might have.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I can't say enough good things about the three of you and Deb. I think please give her my best. And but folks, don't hesitate. If you're listening to this program and say, you know, I'd like to know more about that medical thing, go right on.
Absolutely.
Or I want to know more about making coffee. And I just really don't want you to procrastinate, you know.
And Bill, it's not just as a participant.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you know how many retired engineers and machines there are, you know, just within a five mile radius of where I'm sitting. These positions, or at least some of the roles that we're taking on, actually become kind of, you know, locus or focuses of community involvement. And that's also really a compelling aspect to what we're doing. Yeah. You know, like if there's a, you know, retired engineer who, you know, can shave a millionth of an inch off of a, you know, piece of steel, right, come on up.
Right.
We'll be happy to show you around, and, you know, if you'd like to mentor one of our students, or, you know, just see what we have. You know, we are absolutely open and absolutely encouraging for that kind of interface. So
absolutely. Like you said, we're very workforce driven. Yeah. So we're looking to partner with companies, or, you know, retirees, or anybody who's looking to give back to the community. We're open and willing to receive them and, you know, work with them.
Cool. One thing I would just say to all of you, if you have a new initiative or you want to get something out to the public, just email it to me and I'll read it as I read announcements. So if you're starting a new program or whatever. And then in closing, I would just say, Aaron, let me know when the donut machine's cranked up.
You got it.
All right. And I'm depending on you. I'll only be starving out here.
I sure won't.
All right. And to everyone, as I always do, I say to people, God bless. And let's start taking care of each other. I saw every day. I there's a lot of people who won't need more than we can give them. But let's try to give them some of what they need. I will tell you this from my field in years in criminal justice. If you want to get out of the downward spiral, get some form of an education and a trade. Otherwise, you can wish to play in the NBA. You can wish, or you can do. You see these people, they can help you do. Thanks, everybody. Aaron, don't forget the donut machine.
I won't.
Tiffany, I'll let you practice.
Thanks, Bill.
You always a pleasure to talk to you. So
you guys are great. Thank you for what you do for my and our community.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Bill. We really appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Say hi to Deb.
We will do.
Bye.